Christine Dean. This is live from Studio A. Joining us today, Charity Hewitt and the Summit Hill Band. Charity has a new album out with the band called A New Beginning. And the Summit Hill Band that's joining you is Ryan Kim on bass, Denise Gilker on fiddle and backing vocals, and Justin Korhonen on drums. So welcome, guys.
Thanks.
And there's some other bands that you guys have been in listed here. So you're pros. You're not newbies. You guys are some pros. And we'll find out how you guys all got together and started working with Charity. But first, let's hear a song. What do you want to start with, Charity?
We're going to start with the first song off the album, which is Don't Hold Back. Drops are fast, jingle through. Like a dog, I'll stare you down, and how will till I'm found. Flicker like a street light, gather round me like the bugs at night. Add some fuel to my fire, watch that flame.
Every chance is another curtain call. Throw it out there in the crowd a thousand times. Stand loud and proud. This reality is mine. It's mine. It's mine. Crack the code of conduct. Live by your own. Throw those ancient rules aside. There's new ways to survive. Lay down the burden of a heavy heart with no resent. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Don't hold back.
Charity Hewitt and the Summit Hill Band live from Studio A. Well, Charity, you were here a while back, I think over a year ago,
yeah.
And you just kind of did a solo thing then. How did you get hooked up with these guys? You just made another album and all of this band played on it.
They sure did. They're awesome.
Where did you meet them and how did you start working with them?
Denise and I met, we're both teachers, and we met at a school in St. Paul.
passing out breakfast bags to the kiddos, and we were talking about music, and, oh, I play music too. And so she came to a show, and we chatted, and then a week later we were playing together on stage. So it was awesome. And Ryan, we have mutual friends, so I've known Ryan for a couple of years, and he's been playing with many bands too, and he tried the bass out and joined me one night, and we've been playing since. And Justin, I've known, he's from Duluth as well, and he started playing with us during the recording. He was the sound engineer on the album, and he jumped in, and now we're just playing a few shows, so it's been really fun.
Well, that's great. And how long have you been working with this particular group of people?
A month? 2 months?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got together to do the album, and now you've been...
And now we're playing. Yeah, it's been fun.
And the new album is called A New Beginning. Why did you choose that particular name?
Because it really is a new beginning. There's, you know, a lot of things are always changing, and the title track is A New Beginning, and the song, just all of the songs on the album in some way, shape, or form are related to a new beginning. And so it just kind of encompassed all of the tracks on the CD.
Okay, and this, the one that you just played, how does that fit into that theme?
Don't hold back, kind of moving on from things. Don't let things get in the way of doing what you want to do. And, you know, sometimes that takes a challenge and motivation to move forward, but don't let yourself get held back just to do it.
And you said you've recently made a change. You've moved down to the Twin Cities after living in Duluth for a while.
Yeah, Duluth for a long while.
How new is that move? When did you move in there?
About 10 months ago.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So a little while ago. Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing music-wise down there?
Recording. That's basically what I've been doing, is recording and playing a few shows at the Fine Line and Acadia, 331, 400 Bar. So just playing when I can.
What has that experience been like for you compared to doing stuff up in Duluth?
There's a lot more artists and a lot more venues, a lot more musicians, and it just takes time. But it's been a good musically growing experience for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to play next?
We're going to play a song called Up in Smoke. And that's what we're going to play. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Smoke
Charity Hewitt and the Summit Hill Band, live from Studio A. Another one from Charity's new album, A New Beginning. Tell me about the songs on the album, Charity. Were some of them older, or most of them brand new?
It's a big mix. Some of them are a couple years old, and some were written a few months ago. So it's a good variety. And, you know, Ryan plays three of the instruments on the album, and so there's, you know, a lot of changing instrumentally that happens throughout all the different songs.
Looks like bass, guitar, and dobro as well.
You got it.
That's always nice to have a dobro in the band.
I know. And it's smooth. He's good.
Now, when you guys play live, does Ryan, since you don't have a mic, Ryan, I'm going to speak of you in the third person here. Does he switch instruments throughout
the...
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So tonight, people might get to see the
tonight
bass,
he's going to have the bass and guitar with him.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And when you have been writing the songs, did you bring some of them into the studio and kind of finish working out there, or were they kind of ready to
go
some, before?
Yeah, most of them were pretty ready, but, you know, they all add their own musical design there. I've been playing all three of them for years, and I was more than happy for them to welcome ideas. And some of them unfolded in the studio, and some we rehearsed before we got in there and did them just as. So it's both.
Now, have you worked with a regular group of people like this before, or had, you know, like with a band situation? Because I know you were doing a lot of solo stuff before.
Mostly solo. I enjoy playing with people. I feel like there's more energy just to be there making music with other people with you. So I do enjoy playing with others.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, like what that experience mm-hmm. is like, and how, you know, does it challenge you a little bit? Because I would think that, you know, because when it's just you, you're the only person that is going to hear it. So
yeah, it's easier to forget a couple of key changes here and there, mm-hmm. playing things in a different key, and we just adjust to it. And so it's a good challenge for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Yeah. And it must be nice to have people to bounce things off of and, mm-hmm. and see where their ideas take your music. Is that kind of fun to kind of see what they do with what you've started?
Yeah, it's amazing that they've been able to give their time and talent, because they've added so much to this music. It wouldn't be the music that it is without their input and skill on it. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So what's the next step for you guys? Are you going to do a little bit of a few more shows?
Yeah, we played last night. We played at an outdoor concert in Minneapolis at Father Hennepin Bluffs Park 2 nights ago. And we have something at Minnehaha Falls in Minneapolis at the band shell there, and Astor Cafe, and a few things. And I would love to continue to play in Duluth as many times as I can. So, you know, if we're all able to do it, great. And we hope to play together, you know, at least a few shows here and there, because they're all in so many bands and things are busy.
So everybody is, you're kind of borrowing people from other bands too.
And kind of. They went willingly.
And I'm just going to name some of them. So Ryan is in Ruby Magpie and New North Shore String Band. Is that right?
Yeah.
So those are current bands. And Denise, you have to say, I can't read this handwriting.
Yeah, I play with Jerry Rao.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And Justin also is in Hot Ashes and Zoo Animals. So a bunch of busy people, but it's great that you're all able to come together on this project as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's hear another one. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to do the title track, which is A New Beginning. So enjoy. Your feet gonna give up, or you're gonna start to compete for your life back the way it was. Oh, a new beginning, it ain't that bad. You gotta give it a whirl, speak your own commands, and follow through with what you wanna do. What you wanna do. What you wanna do. What you wanna do. Take, you've just gotta take it and fake it if you must. Oh, trust what you do, your gut is telling you to go with the flow, desire you to know which way to go.
Charity Hewitt and the Summit Hill Band live from Studio A. And that line just makes me smile, Charity, because it's, you know, this year especially.
I've heard.
I don't know if that's one of the new songs, but
I don't know
if it was inspired by this particular year where everybody's complaining about the weather all the time and we have good reason to.
Yeah, it's been bitter cold out here.
Well, thank you so much. And you guys are playing again tonight. That's happening at Pizza Luce, right? And
yes.
What time does the actual show start?
I think doors are 9. Charlie plays at 9:30, and we're on after him. And Father Hennepin's closing out the night.
Charlie Parr is your opening act. That's a pretty sweet gig.
He is amazing. Everyone in this town's amazing. So, yes.
Then why did you leave us?
Jobs.
Yeah, okay. That's the way it usually works.
Yeah,
that's the way it usually works. Well, thank you so much, Charity. And now, since you're down in the Twin Cities, do you get much chance to check out other bands down there, other people's
music?
I
love to. There's so many parks that have live music every night of the week, and so I like to bike around and go see music I've never heard of. Or I saw Xavier Rudd not too long ago, and Gillian Welch is coming down there, and I hear they have great music up here now. As soon as I move, all these great musicians and artists are coming up. So.
But they usually are stopping, you know, in the Twin Cities.
Yeah,
so you have even more opportunities
mm-hmm.
down there. Well, thank you so much for
coming
in.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back in here.
And congratulations on the new album.
Thank
and
you
again,
so
that's called A New Beginning. And I'm going to assume that you're going to have those at the show tonight.
They will be there. You bet.
You've been listening to Live from Studio A here on 103.3. And the program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Shauna Sumi. and Sarah Koshin, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.